Corn, soybeans, and wheat all continue their sell-offs on Thursday. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today's Thursday Farm Market Review. I'll have final numbers from Thursday trade coming in just moments. First, let's get market analysis. Arlen Suderman is here, Chief Commodities Economist with StoneX. Arlen, we're seeing losses across the grain complex here on Thursday. The Ag Outlook Forum happening in Washington, D.C. Are these two things intertwined here? Is that why we're seeing the losses?
There is some relationship. Now, these Ag Outlook forums, I don't put much stock in. The only thing that comes out of that I put any value in is the yield number, and we'll talk about that because that's the yield that they tend to put in their May crop report when they have their first balance sheet for the new year. Acreage changes when they survey planting intentions, all the other supply and demand stuff changes as well, but the yield tends to stay the same. But anyway, the market, particularly the media that writes about the markets and everything, tends to pay a lot of attention to this. So it does affect the market. Now, we've been in a commodity deflation mode anyway. Looking for something that would change the tone and be more positive, and this didn't do it. And that's typically what happens, is this typically tends to be bearish. But what USDA says, and this is not from surveying producers or anything, this is just their economists sitting in their office saying, we think this is going to happen. So here it is, the numbers. 91 million acres of corn, down 3.6 million from last year. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think we're going to be dropping 3.6 million acres. I do think we're going to be dropping maybe about 2.5 million acres, but not 3.6 million acres. A yield of 181 bushels per acre. And that matches what I have for a trend yield as well. I use a 30-year straight line trend that served me well over the years. But anyway, their numbers produce a crop of 15 billion bushels and give a carryout at the end of the year of 2.5 billion. That's the highest stocks to use ratio in 20 years. So that's not going to do anything to turn around the bearishness in the corn pit. Soybean acreage at 87.5 million acres, up from 83.6 million. So that's up about 4 million acres, 4.1 million acres to be specific. Yield of 52 bushels per acre produces a 4.5 billion bushel carryout. And that's going to give you a carryout based on their assumed demand at numbers of 435 million bushels. Again, more than adequate in order for the market to supply its needs. All wheat acreage, 47 million acres, would be down from 49.6 million this year with a yield of 49.5 bushels per acre, production of 1.9 billion, stocks of 769 million bushels. That's pretty close to where my numbers are at as well. So that's kind of what set the negative tone for today's market.
Well, Arlen, you mentioned right off the bat, I don't put much stock in much of this because things do change. That was going to be my question to you is, you know, historically, and you know, I'm just a broadcaster, I'm not a researcher. Historically, how close is USDA with these numbers when it's all said and done?
The March planting intention numbers can be off by several million acres at times from what USDA says, and the yields can be off as well. Of course, obviously, there's a lot that goes into the yields, primarily weather during the growing season, which USDA can't anticipate. But there's so many things that change, and the very fact that USDA comes up with these numbers without surveying any producers or end users, it's just economists sitting in their offices in Washington who may or may not know what a corn plant looks like coming up with the numbers.
Arlen, as we look, you know, specifically corn and soybeans, it's been an ugly picture here for many days, many weeks, perhaps. It seems to me with the news we got today from the USDA Ag Outlook Forum, maybe we just gave it more permission to go further to the downside.
We have. Now, supply and demand do drive the markets in the long run, but in the short run, we know that the algo computers, the money that's behind them, take the markets too far in both directions. They take it too low in bearish scenarios. They take it too high in bullish scenarios. And when we look at where the markets are today, they're basically, most of them, most of the grain and oilseed markets are an oversold territory. Not all of them, but most of them. Corn is at 3-year lows for the lead contract. Kansas City and Minneapolis wheat are more than 2.5-year lows, heading toward 3-year lows. Soybeans, not there yet, but certainly moving that direction. It's interesting to note, when we did some research this week, we looked at how much time does the soybean market spend at different levels. And since 2000, the soybean market has only spent 3% of its time in the $11 range. I'm speaking between $11 and $11.99. It spends a lot of time above it, a lot of time below it, but that $11 range, it tends to just simply pass through. Now, history doesn't always repeat itself, but that does suggest, if history were to repeat itself, that we'll be dropping below $11 relatively quickly. That's painful for farmers to hear, particularly who may have soybeans left to sell. But that's just what history tells us it's done in the past.
Which falls right in line with USDA saying a sharp drop in net farm income for farmers in 2024. Let's stop talking about the bad news. We are seeing some gains today in the livestock markets. Can you update me there on what's happening, Arlen?
Well, certainly cheaper feed prices do help. But when we look at the cattle market, we still have tight supplies. We've seen pressure for a couple of days. Now we're kind of rebounding. Cash trade in the Southern Plains this week, mostly around $180. We got more in line with the basis levels there with the market. On the hog market, we're seeing some unexpected strength in the cash market starting to pop up as well. So we do have some positive signs of demand there. And we do expect slower chain speeds, which is what hurt prices earlier this week for live cattle. We'll probably see even slower chain speeds next week, but that starts to help strengthen the product market.